You're listening to Homer's Iliad, a series devoted to the reading and interpretation of Homer's epic about the war at Troy.
Gods are supposed to be untouchable beings, above simple human problems, right? The gods of the Iliad are most definitely not, and have entertaining misadventures throughout the poem, providing the comic relief. One such incident occurs in Book 5, where the Greek warrior Diomedes, fighting with inhuman strength, dares to injure even the goddess Aphrodite when she enters the battle. He is about to kill the Trojan Aeneas when Aeneas is swept away by his mother Aphrodite. Angered by her interference, Diomedes lashes out, cutting her wrist. The goddess of love and beauty, unused to battle, is upset and drops her son, who is safely caught by another god, and runs off. In our passage, she arrives at her home on Mount Olympus and rushes into her mother Dione's open arms, sobbing, and explains what happened. Afterwards, Dione comforts her, giving a speech about men attacking the gods, and then Aphrodite is sent on her way with a pat on the head from her father Zeus, king of the gods. The action returns to Diomedes' slaughter. The concept of this episode is ridiculous. In the middle of a graphic battle, a goddess panics over what amounts to a bad paper cut. Not only does Aphrodite manage to get injured by a mere mortal, she then runs off crying to her mother instead of taking revenge. Dione's response only adds to this humor. While comforting her sobbing daughter, she hints that Aphrodite once again did something she shouldn't have, but this time publicly, and so she was caught and punished with the wound. Dione's humoring Aphrodite when she comforts her, for she already believes that Aphrodite has done something to deserve this. Dione is simply surprised that Aphrodite was caught. Aphrodite's indignant response is, "I was just being a good mother." But the reader knows that she drops her son the instant she gets poked, nearly injuring the child she was trying to save. Another god has to save Aeneas from Aphrodite's so-called help, and the goddess was never in real danger. The irony here is only increased by Aphrodite's epithet. Epithets are nicknames or descriptive phrases for specific people. They are used repeatedly, even when they have little relevance to the context of the story, as a remnant to the oral storytelling tradition to which the Iliad belongs. However, the particular epithet used here, Philomedes, meaning smiling sweetly or laughter-loving, is in direct contrast to Aphrodite's current state. She may usually be a laughing goddess, but now she's crying and pouting. While epithets rarely relate to the context, being the complete opposite is unusual. This seems to be a carefully chosen epithet from among the several that Homer uses for Aphrodite, as the best one to support the humor and irony of her dilemma. The humor here is typical of scenes with the divine in the Iliad. By occurring between intense battle or emotional scenes, these entertaining insights into the gods provide a much-needed break from the more serious content, just as this scene breaks Diomedes' killing spree into two parts. Now enjoy the ridiculous mother-daughter interaction as Aphrodite copes with her injury, first in my English translation and then in the original Greek. Book 5, lines 370 to 380. Aphrodite fell on the knees of Dione, her mother, and Dione held her daughter by the elbows. She soothed her with her hand and spoke to her. "Who among the gods has rashly done such a thing to you, dear child? As if you've been doing something bad in public?" Then laughter-loving Aphrodite answered her. "Reckless Diomedes, the son of Tydeus, hurt me, because I was carrying away from battle my son Aeneas, who is to me the dearest of all. For no longer is the terrible battle between the Trojans and Greeks, but already the Greeks are attacking even the gods. Hedangunas ipepta diones di Aphrodite, metros hees. He dakas elastato fugaterahin, kevrite min katarexen, eposte efat, ectonomaste. Tis nuse toi aderexe, lontecos uranionon, mapsidios, hos etica conres dusan nobe, tende me bete peta Philomedes Aphrodite. Huta me tuleos huios, uper
두 모스뉴 메데스. 혼액 에코 피논 휘온 후팩 세페론 폴레모에오. 아이네온. 호슴 모에 판톤 폴루 빌 타토스 에스틴. 우가르티 트로온 케아카이온 풀로페스 아이네. 알 에데다나 오에게 칼 아바나 토이시마 칸타이.